Spunk. At first, the meditation group leader worked in cooperation with me. I visited that city several times a year and was the group's main connection to the rest of Ananda. Then I found out he had established the group as a separate corporation, using Ananda's name and most of our bylaws. The only difference was he, not Swamiji, was spiritual director for life. I tried to explain to him that it was hardly fair to use Ananda's name and reputation to attract people, then offer them something quite different, that is, himself rather than Swamiji as the spiritual authority. My reasoning, however, did not persuade him. Ananda was just beginning to expand beyond the borders of the village, and none of us was quite sure how to handle this, so Swamiji stepped in. He invited the man to come for a visit to the village and to come to his house for lunch. I was included in the luncheon, and it was a very pleasant afternoon. The two men discussed a wide range of topics, and only at the end touched into the reason why Swamiji had called him there. "You are doing good work," Swamiji told the man. "But since you have put yourself in charge instead of me, perhaps you should also come up with your own name." That's all Swamiji said, but it was enough. The man went home and changed the name of the corporation. After the man left, Swamiji said to me, "No one with spunk will wait to be told what to do. It wasn't right that he declared himself spiritual director, but at least he has energy and initiative. I prefer a man like that to one who won't lift a finger without first getting permission from the head office."